producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, yeah, what a great idea that is. 855-99-3-7569. You remember that, right? You guys remember from day to day? If you don't, you can go to drjoy.com. And it's not terribly hard to remember 855-99-DR-JOY. Is that correct? Yeah, you can remember that. You guys are all smart. Or you can write it down. Or you can go to drjoy.com. Or you can pay attention when I say it. So you have all sorts of options. 855-99-3-7569. About whatever it is that's going on in your life, whether it's a new love affair. Well, what a nice way to start off the year. The end of an old love affair. Maybe not a bad way to start off a new year. A new job. A job that you're trying to decide whether it's about to be your ex-job. Deciding, going on vacation. What else could you decide to do? To move. Let's see, what else could you decide? I mean, I think this is the time of year that kind of inspires introspection of, all right, where have I been? Where do I want to go? What's the discrepancy between the two? And it's one of the times you hear me talk about the advantage and the use and the value of fantasy, of figuring out the difference between where you are and where you want to be. Because that begins to give you at least some idea of direction, if not the next step. And if you're a little unclear about the next step, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'll help you out with it. Okay? I will also give you a couple of clues, which many of you who listen to the program know, which is, when in doubt, don't be abstract. Be specific. Saying, I want to feel better. Well, that doesn't tell you anything. It doesn't tell you the next step. It doesn't tell you what better means. It doesn't tell you anything. On the other hand, saying, I'd like to get at least a half hour more sleep a day. And see if that makes me feel better. That's a very specific, viable, achievable, and at least discernible goal, right?
It was something I'll definitely try.
A half hour more sleep a day?
Yep.
It can make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sleep is, again, one of those things that's fascinating. Most of the research on sleep was done right after World War II, and it was actually done by the Japanese. Because having had a devastating war experience, I suppose by definition, war is a devastating war experience, or a devastating experience for everybody. But they had to go into a 24-hour economy. And so the idea of sleep deprivation and changing circadian rhythm and what happened if you were awake all night became really important to the economy. And anything that's important to an economy of a country obviously is going to get people to pay attention. And so a lot of the research, for example, most of the information about REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep, came during that period. But since then, there hasn't been a huge amount done, except every once in a while you'll see a study that comes out that says people who get less than 6 hours sleep are more prone to, and then a list of horrible things, including wrinkles and Alzheimer's and heart disease. And clearly the body needs to reboot on some level. And sleep is somehow how we do it. So, half hour more sleep, yeah. And the clue is to, it turns out that when you go to sleep at night is not as important as when you get up in the morning. That getting up at the same time every day is better for your body. Even if we sort of think, most of us think, okay, well, if I have to get up early during the week, I'll just make up on the weekends. Which turns out to not be very effective and can quite often result in the famous Monday morning hangover, independent of what you drank or ate over the weekend. But your body really needs to have a certain rhythm to it. Hence the term circadian rhythm. So, again, when you go to sleep, turns out to be not as important as when you wake up. And it turns out you can't actually make up sleep. It's just not possible. But you can get your body into kind of a routine so that your body is sort of, it will run at max. If you treat your body more or less as a machine, it will run at maximum efficiency. So, you know, maybe going to bed, if you get up at the same time, maybe going to bed a half hour earlier. For most of us, exercising before we go to bed is not a very good idea because that'll jazz you up. I've found out all sorts of things that you should not do before you go to bed at night by doing them and then being awake all night. For example, people sometimes take echinacea when they're coming down with a cold. Echinacea will do not take it at night. There are a lot of medications that you shouldn't take at night. If you're taking them, vitamins, for example, turn out not to be very good to take at night. Trying to think what else. Obviously, some people use alcohol as a way of kind of, like, it's relaxing themselves enough to go to sleep. But for a lot of people, what happens is while you fall asleep, you'll wake up about 2.5 hours later and then have a hard time going back to sleep. So keeping a notebook beside your bed, not a bad idea. That's as much for when you wake up, if, for example, if you dream or if you wake up, if you feel anxious, that sometimes that'll help, because anything that helps our sleep to be calmer is also a good idea. All right. So 855-993-7569, depending on what is on your mind today. All right, today in history. I actually really like this kind of talking about the world, because it does offer a perspective that, to a certain extent, nothing else does. Right? Okay. And Manny has done his usual fantastic work in pointing out that today is National Bobblehead Day and National Tempura Day. Do not try and combine them; it will not work.
I do love bobbleheads, though, so I was pretty excited.
You're a bobblehead guy. Do you have a collection?
A minor collection. A lot of them are, you know, sports figures.
Yeah.
So I actually even
have a couple of bobbleheaded sports figures. Mine tend to be one someone gave me for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
So did I ever tell you I have a Mets baseball that was caught? I didn't actually catch it. It aimed for my head, and luckily the person I was with put their hand in front of my head and caught the ball and gave it to me.
Okay.
As opposed to a concussion from a Mets game.
Okay.
Apparently that's a cool thing.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah. I have an official women's basketball league basketball.
A WNBA?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It actually has my name on it.
Nice.
How cool
pretty
is that?
Cool.
Yeah. So I have some kind of cool stuff. For being a girl. All right. First American in 1782, the first American commercial bank, the Bank of North America, opened.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how. Most people are not all that thrilled with banks these days. Are you a banker fan? I don't think anybody's a banker fan these days.
Not really. And actually, the Bank of North America has merged into what is now known as Wells Fargo.
Well, I actually did some work for. I didn't know that. I didn't know they were Wells Fargo. I know that a bunch of banks have merged. Wells Fargo was a San Francisco bank that I did a lot of work for at one point. Okay. They were great. Yeah, just FYI, having nothing to do with anything. Banking is one of those things that's changed a lot. When's the last time you went into your bank?
Like physically went into it?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I couldn't even
years
tell
ago, right?
Yeah.
People use ATMs. I remember when ATMs came out, when the first notion of automated teller, and people were, and I think, was it Bank of America? It was either Bank of America or Citibank came out with it first. And people were outraged, because the idea was that if you wanted to take out less than $500 or something like that, and it seemed very elitist that if you were a big spender, the bank was still going to deal with you. If not, you had to use a machine. And I remember there was a huge outcry that it was elitist, and this was a democracy, and how could they do that? And now I don't know anybody who doesn't use an ATM.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so convenient.
That's pretty much how I deposit my checks.
Yeah.
My paychecks.
Well, I actually do want to hear what a little sort of forward-looking woman I am. My bank allows me to take a picture of my check and send it to them.
Really?
So I don't even have to go to an to get
and they,
money.
And they just process it like that.
It turns out if I got a check from you this afternoon, which would be okay, and I took a picture of it at about like 3 o'clock or something, by tomorrow morning at 9, they'll send me an email that says it's deposited. If
wow.
If you sent me a check, if I took a picture of it now in the middle of the day, it's usually about 2 hours before they'll say it's deposited.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So you don't have to go to the bank for that. I have a bank that allows me to get the ATM fees back, so when I need money, I can go anyplace. And so I haven't been to a bank, except that my bank gives out chocolate chip cookies. So every once in a while, I go to my bank to get a chocolate chip cookie.
Nice.
But other than that, I mean, there's no reason to go to a bank anymore.
Wow, that's
which good. Means that bankers are going to lose their jobs and bank tellers and whatever. But it's, you know, the banking has become a whole different. I pay my bills online.
Mm-hmm.
What can I tell you?
Yeah, I do.
All right,
that
folks.
Too.
Yeah, we'll talk more about the present, the past, the future, and what was going on this day. Like yesterday, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Amy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I have a question regarding my boyfriend and I. We met late summer. We're both in our mid-30s. We both have dogs, and aside from that issue, everything else is going really well. Basically, what the issue is, We'd like to move forward in our relationship and me possibly moving into his house.
Okay.
However, our views on pets and how they should be a part of the family are completely different. Black and white. He has a dog that lives outside mainly and in an outdoor building, and mine is in the house.
Are they different breeds of dog? Is one bigger than the other or not?
Yes, they get along really well, so that's not the issue. The issue is my dog is not allowed in the house. He tried it. It made him feel uncomfortable. The pet hair.
He won't allow your dog in his house.
Right.
Okay.
So my question is, I'm not sure if I've given you enough background yet, but my question is, I don't really know what to do about it.
What if he moved into your house so that
it wouldn't work at all?
No, it wouldn't work. I rent.
Okay. So the issue is dog hair? Is that the major problem?
I think it's more than that.
I do too.
A house where dogs are not supposed to be inside, and I grew up like that as well. So I understand that point of view. But he just says it makes him feel uncomfortable, and it's disrespectful to his house that I bring a dog inside.
I don't think the house cares.
Well,
it's disrespectful
to him, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. He's saying, it's my house, my rules, which is an issue, and we need to look at that as well. But let's deal with the obvious one first. What about the possibility of training your dog, for example, when you go over to his house, taking your dog over there and leaving your dog outside?
Well, that's been brought up, that makes me feel uncomfortable.
Wait. Look, okay. If the two of you want to move forward in this relationship, then there has to be a compromise, or there's not going to be a forward movement in the relationship. So it sounds to me that it's worth a try, because the issue is really not the house or the dog. The issue is the two of you. So if your dog is perfectly happy outside, if you can convert your dog into an outside dog because he's got somebody to play with, he's got his toys, you give him all sorts of doggy treats, then you've got a possibility of the two of you living together, because you can keep your dog outside. Your dog will be perfectly happy. As you see that your dog is perfectly happy, then you can say to him, okay, I compromise on the dog issue. You have to put the toilet seat down, or whatever it is that you want as well, because you've got a basis going forward of saying, all right, I taught my dog to do this. And if your dog's perfectly happy, you're presumably going to be relatively happy about it, because you really don't want to get into a situation where you're locking horns, because then everybody loses.
So it would seem to
I got it. So it seemed to me that the crucial issue at this moment is whether or not your dog can be, and I wouldn't try it at your house, because your dog is used to being inside at your house, although it may be worth it to try a little bit more so your dog gets used to being an outside dog. But at his house, if your dog is perfectly content playing with the other dog, being outside, that you give the dog all sorts of reinforcements. How old is your dog?
4.
Borderline, maybe, who knows. But then, because if your dog is perfectly happy outside, then presumably you'd be perfectly happy having your dog outside, and you can find other things to compromise about going forward in your relationship. If your dog is not, then both of you have to decide how important the dog is. And it may be that you get a little shed or something there are some ways to do it, but it would seem to me that the obvious, easy, expedient thing to try is whether or not your dog can be happy outside of his house.
Okay.
And it may take a little time to train the dog to do that, because the dog's used to being inside. And the idea that your dog gets along with your boyfriend's dog may help this a bit, because your dog is not going to want to be neglected. Your dog is going to want to have time. But if your dog is almost as happy with playing with his dog and gets a huge amount of reinforcement from you, then the idea that he can't be with you sitting on your lap, sitting on your bed, sitting by your feet all the time may work. If it doesn't, then we have to go to stage two. Now, and the other issue is whether or not the two of you need to find a place together. For example, if moving into his house, he's going to feel more territorial in the same way. That's what I'm saying.
Definitely not an option for him to move.
Yeah, and so and certainly one of the possibilities you could do, there, it's not unheard of for couples to live apart. It sounds at this particular juncture that that's really not of interest to either of you, that you'd really like to be together. So
right.
So the obvious thing to do is to try the dog. The second thing to do is to find if there's some way, for example, between your house, your dog being in his house all the time, which is obviously not acceptable to him, and the dog being outside, maybe there's a middle ground where there is kind of a cool shed or something you put up with that you go and play with the dog outside in the shed, and the dog gets to sleep in that. So there may be, if does he have a yard?
Yes, he does.
It would be big enough to accommodate, for example, like a, you know, one of those prefab, like little sheds that you can get at Home Depot.
Absolutely.
Or something. Well,
yep.
So that may be a reasonable middle ground of here's a dog who's inside, that you can go and play with the dog in that particular place. So it's a halfway between being in the house and being outside. And that may be viable for your dog as well. It really comes down to whether or not your dog is going to be happy with a change, because if your dog is, then presumably you can be happy about it and find other things for the two of you to compromise about, that if you do it this way on this on the dog issue, which is not a minor issue, that he then begins to, no, I understand. But then he sort of owes you for some other issues that are equally important, because basically the dog is just symptomatic of the issue. Human beings have to learn whether or not the compromises that are crucial to the relationship are acceptable. And in the early days of a relationship, everybody is willing to negotiate everything because it's brand new and it's very exciting. And then when it begins to look like it has some legs to it, so we're not talking about a date or a weekend or a day, we're talking about presumably the rest of our lives, that's when things get a little stickier. So, and the two of you, I mean, it's interesting that you're really right at that juncture. It takes, you hear me all the time say, it takes about 6 to 9 to 12 months to find out whether or not this relationship really is viable. Because, you know, it's not terribly hard to, it's certainly not very hard to sustain a relationship in the first couple of months, because past the second or third date, if you're not interested, you're gonna drop off. And if you are interested,
and I know there's some future there. We've been talking about it, and I think it would work. I just worry that maybe this is a control thing.
Well, but don't. That's what I'm telling you. Don't do that, because then you've got a double whammy. It's not only the dog, but it's control. And if you do that, then you've got no place to go. If your dog is willing to do it, and he sees that you're willing to compromise on things, with the understanding being, okay, the next compromise, you know, is we need to understand that both of us have to compromise, not just me. And it may be that he provides the shed or something. Let me put you on hold, and we can talk a little bit more about this if you need to, right? 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-37569. Amy, I'll be to you in just 1 second. You know, Manny and I were just talking, and one of the things that that we really need to emphasize for that, regardless of when you hear the program, because I know a huge number of my stations play me more than once. They delayed the broadcast. So you may think, well, gee, you know, here's a time that I can listen to the program. But you can always call the program, regardless of when you hear the program, right? The time to call is always between noon and 3, Monday through Friday, Eastern time. So just write yourself a note. Because basically most people are awake between noon and 3, right? Even if you're listening in the middle of the night, that you can call that time. And the advantage about calling at a time when you're not listening is that means that you can either hear yourself later in the day, because obviously, if the broadcast is delayed, it's going to be delayed after I do it. So by definition, if you're hearing it later in the day, you can hear yourself when you called earlier. Or you can get somebody to the radio, or you can keep somebody away from the radio. So there are some advantages to calling at a time when you're not hearing the program. And the phone number is the same, 855-99-37569, because I think people are much more used to calling when they hear the program, and that's fine, but you can also call when you don't hear the program, all right? So, 855-99-DR-JOY. We were talking with Amy, and Amy, it did sound like there were a couple of other questions that you had. She and her guy have been dating since the end of the summer, and they're now sort of thinking about moving to the next stage, and they both have dogs. And he's the dog should be outdoor kind of guy. And Amy, well, she grew up with dogs outdoors, has an indoor dog. And I said, well, you know, one of the possibilities is, for example, go over Saturday, let's say, Saturday nice and early in the morning, and spend the time. And the first time you do it, it may be sensible to leave your dog outside with his dog when the two of you are not there, so your dog doesn't feel ambivalent about, well, gee, I'd rather be with Amy than this other dog creature. So that you leave the dog there, lots of treats, lots of reinforcement, and then maybe Sunday keep the dog outside where you are there and just see how it works. And if your dog adjusts, then that's problem number one taken care of, and then you get to move on to problem number two, which is how do we negotiate a relationship. You mentioned that you're worried that there's a control issue here. Have there been other manifestations where you feel that that control is a big deal with him?
There's been a few, but this is the major one. That I'm worried it's going to be his house, his rules.
Well, and that's
it's never going to feel like my own house if I can't be comfortable.
All right, so here's how you can deal with that, right? Because it's a different issue. And let's assume, for purposes of this discussion, at least temporarily, that you can work out the dog situation. That old dogs, or at least 4-year-old dogs, can learn new tricks. And there's a huge reason for the dog to do this. He's got somebody to play with, and he's going to get huge reinforcement, and it's going to be a different setting. I think it would be difficult to do in your house because he's very used to that, being able to come inside. And it sounds like you may or may not have a yard, but it's worth a try, and you're going to know fairly quickly. You're not going to know necessarily instantly, although that would be nice, but it's more likely that you're going to know in like a month that this is viable or not viable. So then let's move on to that second issue of, you know, my house, my rules. And I think one of the things you can negotiate at this moment is, look, darling, I'm willing to see if I can retrain the dog to do this because I understand how important it is to you. And we can either see if the dog can just adjust to being outside. We can go in and put a shed on the property and outfit it so the dog feels that, you know, my dog feels he has his own space and I can go play with him there and that'll be fine. And that may be a perfectly viable alternative. I wouldn't start there. I'd start with just seeing if your dog can adjust to being outside. But the shed idea, because that's going to require some outlay of funds, not a huge amount, but something. And he may, you know, and saying, look, I'm willing to do it if you're willing to foot the bill for this, which he may be willing to. And so you're setting up early on, even with this very important issue, the idea of compromise. Let's assume, again, for purposes of this discussion, that we worked out the dog issue. Then I think what you can say to him, even before, not even then, of saying, look, I'm willing to work out the dog issue, even though this is a big deal. We're talking about a live organism. We're talking about a love object. We're talking about somebody who is so important to both of us that both of us are actually looking about maybe not going forward in this relationship because we feel so strongly about our pets.
Exactly.
So I got it. So then you can say, I'm willing to do this if after, you know, it's resolved and we get the pet issue taken care of, that we understand that if the next step, the step after getting the dogs squared away is we live together, assuming that that works well in the next 6 months to a year, that we're now talking about a more committed relationship, at which point we need to talk about our house, not your house. So I'm willing to do this now with the understanding being that the next major step is that we look for a place together. And we can already accept that the dogs are outside dogs because by then they will have been trained or we won't be together. So you can negotiate that as part of the deal up front. So it's not, okay, I gave in on this one. What's the next one I'm going to have to give in on? You can set that as part of the deal. If I hear this is really important to both of us, I'm willing to make this huge, you know, this huge concession and this huge attempt because I care so much about the relationship and I know you do too. The next one, though, is that we need to have a place that's both of ours. And we can have a place
that's not even an option, unfortunately. He just moved into his dream place.
So what? If it's a matter of the relationship or not, don't be willing to sell out quite so quickly if it's that important to you.
Mm-hmm. I know that 100% that would not be an option for him.
Why? It's just a house.
Well, to him, it's more than that. It's a dream that he's been working for a long time.
So what makes this house so much different than any other house?
It's a farm that he wanted and worked really hard and finally got it, and he wants to raise a family there. And
well, but that's the all right. So that's the farm. So what would make this place acceptable for you? I mean, maybe that you keep the farm and you even keep the farmhouse, but that you redecorate or that you put in a new bathroom or that you expand the master bedroom or that you put on an addition.
And I know he'd be open to that. Yeah.
Okay, well then that's fine. I mean, the point is, figure out. You know, as I've been saying, this kind of is the inadvertent theme of the program today. Even though we actually don't really do themes, except they sometimes emerge in spite of our best efforts. That look, this is something that has to meet both of our needs, and we need to be specific about what you want. He's very specific. He's saying, I don't want dog hair. Now, it's interesting in a farm situation, except clearly he views animals as a different kind of experience than you do. He's a farmer, so animals are working animals. They have to sort of basically earn their own, and the house is for people, and the animals are outside. So, because once you let the dog in, do you let the pig in? Do you let the chickens in? Do you let the cows in? Do you let the horses in? Obviously, I'm exaggerating, but from his point of view, that's very likely the worldview.
Right.
Yours are, it's a pet. So the question is farm life going to appeal to you? And that's something that you have to find out. But if the issue is his house, you need to say, is there some way that I can make it my house? So, more importantly, our house. And so, and negotiate that up front. So you don't feel that, okay, I make all the compromises because a relationship will not work. It will not hold up. So it makes no sense for you to go in with a chip on your shoulder saying, okay, I took care of the dogs. You're a control freak. You know, it has to be your house, your way, your furniture, your pets, your rules, because it's not a viable relationship. And especially if you do it and then are angry about it, he's not going to get it. He's going to say, you know, what's the deal here? You said you'd do it.
Right.
So begin thinking, first of all, about the dog. Second of all, and it does sound, if he's got a farm, that putting a shed up someplace or having a special place for your dog that feels halfway between the house and outside may be very viable. Then figure out how to make the house something that is your house as well.
All right, so I'm willing to give it a try.
it's
not what I wanted in my life. Pets to me are like family, and I always wanted a dog in my house as part of that, but just seemed to meet some black and white views here.
Well, but the point is, how important is it to you to have this guy in your life?
Yeah.
And that's really where you are at this moment. And if the dog is an issue that is really masking other issues, which is, he's cute and he's sexy, but I don't really want to be a farm wife, then deal with that. If the issue is, he's cute and he's sexy, I think we could really be very happy together. We just have different views of how dogs behave and how we do them.
That's the only thing, yeah.
Well, then if that's the only thing, then see if the dog can't compromise. As long as your dog's happy, presumably you're happy, then figure out how to redesign the place to make it something that works for you as well. And then you're home free. Relationships take compromise, they take work. We are different people. We are, in your particular case, different sexes, different backgrounds, different view of animals, different views of everything. So that's not necessarily bad, but it means that there needs to be some level of compromise and some level of specificity that says, this is what's important to me. 855-993-7569. Amy, you and I are both on the Dr. Joy Brown program.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's a great idea, 855-993-7569. We were responding to an email, which was kind of a long email, about a woman whose husband unexpectedly died. She had not heard from a close friend and reached out to him, and it turned out that he was in fairly dire straits, that he thought he had bone cancer, was dying. It turns out he didn't have bone cancer. He had diabetes and had gangrene in his foot. She mentioned that the doctors took away the dead tissue. I don't know if that means he lost his foot or not. It's not an uncommon phenomenon with diabetes. That's why everybody should be careful about how they take care of their feet, but in particular people who are diabetic, because you can develop a diabetic neuropathy where you don't actually feel the pain that would normally be associated with a scrape or a cut or something of that sort. So something to be particularly cautious and careful about. And gangrene is certainly nothing to be, to be ignored. It can be certainly life-threatening. He thought he had bone cancer, which he does not, but it sounds like he was not under a doctor's care and may have made that assumption. I mean, that people get all sorts of sort of bizarre medical misinformation, reading textbooks mistakenly or going online or whatever. It's certainly fairly easy to misdiagnose things. So I think she's mad at him for lying to her, but I think he thought that that's what the problem was as well, so that doesn't really count. She had originally offered her home to him because 20 years ago or 19 years ago, he offered his home to this woman and her children, and they were there for a month, and he finally had the services cut off because the kids were driving him crazy, so she moved out. A month is a long time to stay with somebody. And she's now saying, okay, he doesn't have a job. I think not having, letting your car insurance go because you can't drive is a perfectly reasonable thing to do. And she's concerned because the house smells. You could probably get a professional cleaner in there and air out the house. So, and maybe getting rid of some of the furniture, may not be a terrible investment of time and effort. And if you feel you don't want to do it, maybe that's a gift that you give him. Maybe you get somebody professionally in there to figure out, first of all, that there, if he's not been taken very good care of himself, it may be food or varmint that got. I can remember as a kid, my mother was not and is not still the world's best housekeeper, but there was this awful smell, and it turned out that a mouse had gotten behind the stove and it died. And if you've never experienced that, that would be good to never experience it. It really is a terrible smell. So getting a professional in there to figure out what the cause of the smell is and getting rid of it may not be a bad thing to do. But it still doesn't mean that you have to have him in your house. And it doesn't sound to me it would be a very good solution for either of you, that he needs to feel independent. And if you're going to do a good deed, I guess this is part of the moral of my story, or a part of the moral of your story. If you're going to do a good deed for somebody, you need to make sure what the parameters are about the good deed that you're offering. If you're saying to somebody, come and stay with me, does that mean for a week, a weekend, a day, 3 months, forever, as long as you need to? And that most of us, our impulses are to be helpful and to be kind and to be generous. But it doesn't do any good if you're generous at the beginning and then pull the rug out from underneath somebody. They will not remember the generosity. They'll remember the rug pull. So figure out before, and again, it's quite often an impulsive act, but once you've heard yourself offer, then take a deep breath, take a step back, and figure out exactly what it is that you are offering so you can make it clear up front. Because otherwise, what you're going to do is pull the rug out from under somebody, and it's going to offset not only their perception of you, but equally, or more importantly, your perception of yourself as, well, I'm a good person because I did this. Well, you're not a good person necessarily if you did something that seemed like a good idea, and then you decided you reneged on it. So think about what you're offering. At this particular point, I think offering him a place to stay doesn't make any sense, but helping him to get on disability does. Getting that house clean so it doesn't smell probably does. Maybe organizing some people in the community, whether it's a church group or a Boy Scout group or Meals on Wheels, so that he's taken care of and he's sort of monitored so that you feel that he is safe. I mean, you would certainly want someone to do something like that for you, but that doesn't necessarily require you, number one, to be the person who's providing all those services, or second of all, to be his landlady, because that seems to me to be something that is not going to be very profitable for either of you in the long run. So if it's one of those things that's not going to work, then don't start it. And again, that I think we all need to be aware when we offer to do something of specifically what it is we're offering, which gets back to something I was saying a little bit earlier in the program, which is beware of abstractions. And saying, I'd like to help, is an abstraction. saying, I'd like to take you to the grocery store twice a week for the next month, is a much more viable kind of offer because it's very clear to you and to that person exactly what it is that you are offering. Saying, I'd like to help, can mean anything to you and to them. And those misunderstandings are what can poison a friendship and poison our view of ourselves as a viable, nice human being. So be specific. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. We are halfway through, basically, what Wednesday's called the over-the-hump day. I think that's
something
that's
like
what
that,
we're doing.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're the over-the-hump day in the first week of the new year.
Mm-hmm.
What can I tell you? So I think what we'll do is we were talking about time travel. How did we end up talking about time travel? Do you remember?
I think it just kind of spawned off of the all the talk about technology and everything we've been talking about.
Oh, I know what it was. It was, of people saying, because we were talking about, I love the term dumb phone. I had not heard that one before. We've got smartphones and dumb phones. I've heard email and snail mail, so we've got smartphones and dumb phones now. But the idea that a lot of people thought that would be a really cool thing to do is to be able to travel. The question is, would you travel backward or forward, and what would you travel and why? So we put that up. So we'll start that on next hour about where you travel and how you travel. We're giving people a chance, which I guess everybody's decided that the holidays were so far behind them. So I said, you can call up and tell me what your favorite or least favorite Christmas present was, and apparently nobody wanted to do that. Did you have a favorite or least favorite Christmas present?
A favorite one that I got actually was my mother got me a device that allowed me to find my keys. If I lose my keys, I've got, like this little kind of remote thing. I hit a button and it beeps off. It's like a little keychain. The device is a keychain that you hook to your keys. And then
you've got the receiver.
Yeah, I got the receiver, and I just hit the button, and if I hear the beeping, I'll know where my keys are. So
your mother knows you.
Knows that sometimes
I lose your keys all the time.
Walking around, in my apartment.
Where are my keys?
Where are my keys?
Well, see, My daughter is and her boyfriend are staying with me right now, and I always put the keys in one place. I uniformly put them in one place because then I always know where they are. Mm-hmm. They don't. So I may need to borrow we've had several of, okay, where are the keys? Well, I thought you had them. And, of course, they got left, in a bag or something. And, of course, I saw them in the bag, and I thought, no one's going to know where these are. So I put them where they belong. So we may need to borrow your device. Alrighty, 855. You know what we should do? We should put up on because I just thought of something, of what you didn't get for Christmas that you wished you'd gotten. Let's put that up, because I know what I do. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria.
Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.